I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's begin.
Well, good morning, sunshine.
You're here bright and early.
It's not so bright.
But, you know.
It's like really early.
So early in the morning.
That I can't even think straight.
Luckily, I have hilarious jokes.
That's way too early for jokes.
Too early for jokes, huh? It's good to know.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's start the show.
Be prepared. I do have jokes today.
Okay.
So just get ready.
All right.
Because I got them. All right. First off, I want to tell you, it's real hazy, foggy, misty this morning. Rained a little bit overnight, mostly cloudy today. 75 is what you're going to expect today. And then after today, it's going to rain the rest of the week. So yesterday I popped this up on the webpage, the 93.1 The Wolf Facebook page too. Who should replace Alex Trebek as the host of Jeopardy? Somebody has to do that job.
Right.
Now, George Stephanopoulos says he wants it. Now, I don't know. Very cerebral. Seems like a very smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he'd have to stand on a box back there because he's 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
But he might make a good one. But who are other possibilities for the replacement to continue on with Jeopardy?
Ken Jennings or something like that?
Ken Jennings, the player?
Yeah.
Could be. That's another possibility. And you're right. Could be. But I do think that George Stephanopoulos, who is interested in it, would make a good one. I don't know. Let's see.
Pictures on her phone. It'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. BB and FGL. It's a lot of letters there. BB and FGL. That's meant to be 6:11. You guys ready to give away more tickets to the Smoky Mountain Christmas today?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
We're going to do that. Dollywood, the place to be during the holidays with that Smoky Mountain Christmas. 5 million likes.
Can you believe that power bill?
Maybe they're using LEDs. They're getting a cut on that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, a bunch of lights, shows. It's fantastic. The food there, great. And so many people here. I talked to a lot of people. They've never even been.
Really?
Oh, never been to Dollywood. Dollywood.
I haven't.
What's that?
I want to go.
See, Annie hasn't been. She wants to go. Maybe you guys can go during the Great Smoky Mountain Christmas.
They have a great train there. It's the sister to the Tweetsie train, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, that was my big curiosity.
Welcome. Glad I could help.
And if there's anything you want to know about either of those trains, you can contact Chase directly.
Thank you.
And he will fill you in because he is an expert on trains, locomotives, that kind of stuff.
And food.
And food. That's right. Now, the show goes by. We don't get to talk about food. And I'm sure we'll do it before the show is over today.
That's right.
All right. So your next chance to win those tickets to Dollywood Smoky Mountain Christmas coming at 8 o'clock this morning. Right here.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next. ABC Wednesday. This is the live music.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 624, odds and ends time. Another shortage created by the Rona. Look out, liquor is in short supply. CBS says liquor stores are having trouble getting supplies in because people are buying so much of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Premium brands especially. What's going on with people buying the premium stuff?
I don't know.
He's tempted to be buying the cheap stuff.
That's what I would do.
Crown Royal is hard to stop. Premium tequilas from Mexico can be hard to find because of reduced deliveries due to the virus on top of overconsumption. Some liquor stores are having trouble getting Corona beer.
Ooh.
Okay. But I don't know. I guess I'm just not a liquor or beer person. Man, I'd like a big old gallon of chocolate milk instead.
You know, I have almost gotten to the point, speaking of chocolate milk, I have almost gotten to the point, I prefer the chocolate almond milk.
I love it. Yeah, it's good.
It makes a great shake, too. I know you guys, we all at times do the protein shake. It makes a great protein shake. If you haven't tried it, try it. Try the chocolate almond milk. Makes a great one. Shia LaBeouf and Marvel Comics are talking about him joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Oh. Or should I say, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, he got out of that when Transformers was done with him. He said he's never going to make a big movie again, but sounds like to me the bills are piling up.
Yeah, when you can't make the payment on the Bentley, you got to figure out something to do.
You do. Yeah,
and
you're right.
And he got to be a big jerk after Transformers. Everybody said, okay, we don't need you, pal.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Carrie Underwood and Reba McEntire working on a secret project. Shh. Shh. Don't tell anybody. I've already said too much.
It's probably something Christmas related.
Pictures of them in the studio have been posted online. I don't know. It's awfully late to be doing a Christmas project, dude. Most of that stuff gets done in the summertime. I don't know. We'll see. Miranda Lambert thinks Blake Shelton's marriage to Gwen Stefani is going to end a disaster.
Of course.
Oh, no.
Miranda thinks it's a joke that Blake's even engaged. She says Blake simply bad to the bone, and this marriage will wind up being a total disaster.
Girl, why do you even care now?
Look.
That's what I'm thinking.
I've always said I don't know who is still upset over Miranda and Blake more, me or Miranda. So obviously after this, it's still Miranda. She can't get over him, I guess.
Salty.
She is.
Miranda says Blake put her through hell and can't imagine his life with Gwen will be any different.
Oh, that's so sad because they look so happy together.
Didn't Miranda and Blake both kind of do stuff that kind of really ruined it?
They're both crazy as hell.
Yeah, they are. That's the official term. That's a medical condition. Crazy as hell.
You've been prescribed crazy as hell.
Yeah. Well, the best mullet in America has been determined, folks.
Okay.
The mullet, still hot, by the way. A third grader from Celeste, Texas, recently won the National Mullet Competition. Jackson Crossland took home $500. His mullet beat out 20,000 other people's bad hair. He plans to buy boxing gloves so he can take boxing classes to beat up all those people making fun of his mullet.
No.
Y'all, I just looked this kid up. It's wild. Wild mullet.
Post it up.
Guys, got to get that boxing in while he's swinging, his hair swinging back and forth, too.
Jackson says, I can't give autographs right now because I don't know cursive.
Attaboy.
Hey, well, if you go to public school, they don't even teach that anymore. Do you know that?
No.
Public school does not teach cursive anymore.
Wow.
Two things you need to learn, cursive and keyboard typing. Key typing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that is very important. But you also, in addition to cursive, it's important to learn cursing. Because you're going to need it. You're going to need it in this world. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. Artificial Vanilla. Now, I don't buy it. I buy the real stuff, but you see it on the store shelves all the time. And it is certainly cheaper than real vanilla extract.
Yes.
So it's National Vanilla Cupcake Day today. So I'm dying to know. She's been teasing us with this. What is artificial vanilla made for?
Okay. Well, before we get there, I have to give a little background. Online, like Facebook or Instagram, whatever, there's this thing saying, telling people to Google it. You'll never want to eat it again, artificial vanilla flavoring. And people are just like shocked by it. So if you were to Google what that post that's going around says, it pops up with something from Nat Geo. And basically, it says beaver butt emits goo used for vanilla flavoring.
Oh,
now,
no.
Wait. It says just in time for holiday cookie season, we've discovered that the vanilla flavoring in the baked goods and candy could come from anal excretions of beavers.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
The beaver's butt secreted goo called castoreum, which the animals use to mark their territory. So a lot of people are like, oh, God, I'm never eating vanilla, like fake vanilla extract again.
Okay. All right. First of all, it's very hard to work beaver butt.
And goo?
And
listen.
Anal extraction.
No, you still got it wrong. There are two words that should never be used together.
Okay.
Anal and excretions. Those two words should never be put together, like side by side.
This, y'all, I just want you to know, this is where the natural flavoring comes from when you read the ingredients. But the good thing
sure
is,
sell natural. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So they say now, though, it's very rare that this is what is used. I want to put that out there, but it's still a possibility.
You want some of this beaver butt liquid?
The butt goo. Enjoy your vanilla cupcakes.
That is disgusting. But it is a cupcake.
Butt goo.
Did you say butt? Say butt.
Yeah.
I thought you said butt.
Sorry. I was so immature.
Okay, so I'm just working on my I'm scratching that right off any shopping list from now. It's not happening.
We used to chase that Chattanooga freight. Couple of kids.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with the Wolf Show. 6:52. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life. Woo, yeah, we're slinging them good vibes around. We need them. It's Tuesday. Three more days to the weekend. Annie, what you got?
So I've got a really sweet, good vibe. I'm always about the sweet treats and where you can find them, especially the holiday ones. So Ghirardelli, which makes delicious chocolate treats, have just unveiled their new white chocolate sugar cookie squares.
And with artificial sweetener, vanilla?
probably not.
No.
As expensive as they are, I better be getting the real stuff, not that beaver butt goo. But they look delicious. They almost look like the picture of it looks like a peppermint bark or something, but you can tell it's a sugar cookie, but it looks so good. And people are saying you find them at Target. I'm about to check that out.
Target. Well, I guess I'm next here. I saw the story and I love good kid stories, and especially when you're 4 years old.
Yeah.
4 year old boy saw his little brother fall into the swimming pool.
Uh-oh.
Launched into action, ran to the pool, grabbed his brother's arm, pulled him up, and held him above water while screaming for help.
Oh, wow.
The fire department has named Mason an honorary firefighter. His parents heard him screaming, came out, pulled the boy out of the pool. He was fine, thanks to his four-year-old brother.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. And I don't mean to be the person that says this, but why were the parents not out by the pool at all times?
You turn your back 1 second. It all happened in a split second. He saw the kid was there with him, saw him fall in, jumped right over there and grabbed his arm.
Oh, you turn your back, next thing they're off, they're in college, basically. No,
that's exactly what happens. You're so right, Chase.
time for a little motivational goodness or inspiration, I should say, as we do every morning. Hey, before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. After that, who cares? He's a mile away and you got his shoes.
It's good advice.
Thank you.
Time after laughter at 7:05 today. I'll tell you who coming up next.
I hate my agent the most. He's always giving me real dumb advice. He says, wear bright red lipstick up there. Look nice. I said, what if I'm not funny and it's coming out of these big old red lips? Yeah, it's like being a crummy outfielder with a paisley mitt. You guys like the Blues? Chicago is the blues capital of the world, really. I mean, it's great. It's not as good here. You know, I went into a blues bar here the other night. There's four black guys and a white guy up on stage. They're up there with their eyes closed, jamming, getting down. And I notice the white guy peeking. I got my money back. I told the owner I came for the blues, Ick. I bordered on having a good time.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Here's Cole Swindell. Weird pets, have you got one? Know somebody who had one? Ever had one before? Ever tried it and said, yeah, wait a minute. The weird pet thing is not for me. See, I could never even try it because I don't like that stuff. I don't like the weird pets. I had a girlfriend once, and a lot of people would think this is a normal pet, but she had gerbils. I don't like gerbils even.
You guys.
I don't.
You'd be mind blown at the amount of strange pets we've had in our out of our homes my entire life.
Is this because of you?
My mother.
Oh, your mother likes the weird pets.
My mother is weird in general. God love her. Okay. But yeah, so growing up, the earliest I can remember weird pet, we had an iguana.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we had cockatoos, whatever.
No,
we had tons of different birds.
No birds.
Oh, yeah, we had a hamster that we thought died. It ended up living in my mom's closet for years, getting really fat, eating all the food in the house.
That's a story and break in of itself.
Yes. I had a pet duck named Rabbis. My mom would take little chicks that fell from these tall trees by our pool in the backyard, and she'd nurse them back to health.
That's nice.
We've had a miniature pet pig that lived in the house.
No pigs.
A hedgehog.
He could run really, really fast.
Listen.
Dogs, cats, you name it. I mean, we've just about had it, so.
Listen, Chase going to back me up on this. Being a farm kid. Pigs are food, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just can't. That's bacon and ham and barbecue.
And I think being on a farm really kind of opens your eyes to what's acceptable for a pet. And most of those, you're like, eh.
It's like cows. Do you know? I saw a stat, an incredible stat, that there are a high percentage of people of a certain age. And I'm talking 60% who've never seen a cow in person, like live.
What?
Yes.
How do you not see a cow? They're everywhere. There's like 100 million of them in the United States.
You grow up in the city or whatever the case may be. It's crazy.
Well, if you're in West Philadelphia born and raised, you might not be able to see that.
Wow. Stop. Anyways, back to these weird pets. Y'all just remembered my little brother had a friend named Joey growing up. He actually had a pet squirrel. This squirrel would come and visit him and live with him and hang out. And he just let him run outside and he'd go and do his little squirrel thing. And he'd come back and just hang out with him some more. Yeah, I was like, how does that happen?
No squirrels, no raccoons.
Yeah, I want a raccoon or like a possum.
Oh, you and my wife.
That's ridiculous. They're wild animals. I'll tell you what happens. They might be all cuddly and friendly if you get one when they're little. They'll all of a sudden just turn on you.
Right.
Just
like a bear.
Yeah. 680 Wolf, what say you? Weird pets?
Yes, I had a good friend that had an alimonitor lizard.
Oh no, lizards, not going to happen.
A big one.
Oh no,
we dated for about 3 weeks, and I said that's it.
Good. How big was the lizard?
It was almost like a full grown lizard that you'd see out in the desert. I don't know where she got it, but it was almost full grown. She let it live in her bathroom.
Was it trying to hit on you or something?
It was not, but it wasn't something I was going to live with all my life.
Oh, way. The thing looks like a dinosaur. It's like having a dinosaur in your bathroom.
Yeah, and she had it. She had the bathroom fenced in with glass, couldn't get out. She was a fruitcake.
All right, man. I'm with you on this one. Good call.
Yeah, I got rid of her quick.
All right, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Weird pet stories. You got one? Know somebody who's got one? 680-WOLF, you can call or text. It's Miranda now on The Wolf.
I know they say you can't go home.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That was Lee Bryce. The song's called One of Them Girls. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Thanks for listening, Weird Pets. You got one? You know somebody has got one? You had one? Dated somebody or married to somebody who had a weird pet? 680-WOLF. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. A little foggy out here this morning. But other than that, my granddaughter and her boyfriend have snakes.
No.
Big snakes, little snakes, turtles, things that look like lizards, fish, and a dog named Max.
There's a whole song there you just said. A whole song. Yeah.
Big snakes, little snakes, turtles, and a dog named Max.
Yep. There you go. That's it.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great. Have a great day.
Dude, bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I was calling about the weird pets.
Go.
I worked with this guy. He actually had a pet turkey. What? And they called him Gobbles. Gobbles has his nickname at work. Crazy.
Gobbles the turkey, ladies and gentlemen.
He was sweating this time of year.
All right, man. I never heard of a pet turkey. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Good morning, my wolf family. How are you?
We're fantastic. Thanks for calling. What's going on? A weird pet story?
Yes, sir.
Right,
I had two chinchillas and had a roommate that was crazy. She woke up in the middle of the night, thought they were rats because they were in the cage, and killed them both.
Oh, no.
And they were so adorable. And then my son and his wife moved in, and they forgot to tell us that they had a snake, a pet snake. And they moved it in. My husband about freaked out because he hates snakes. Me, on the other hand, I love snakes. So we end up getting rid of the snake. So, yeah, that was couple of stories there, but the chinchilla one really hurt.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute.
They are, and I can't believe that she woke up. She says, I thought they were rats. They were in a cage. So who would be, you know, keeping rats in a cage?
That doesn't make any sense to me, all right.
Yeah, so we got up, and they were both dead, and she was really proud that she killed these rats. And it was awful. Needless to say, she got kicked out of the apartment.
Good for you. Good for you. Don't tolerate that kind of behavior. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. You guys have a good day. Love you guys.
See you back. Reminds me of the old Jerry Clower story about rat killings. How they used to have rat killings when they were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry said he was out in the corn crib killing some rats. He killed a big one. And he went running in the house to tell his mama about it. He came running in the house and didn't know that the preacher was in visiting with Mama, because when he opened the door, the preacher was hidden behind the door. And he says, Mama, look at here. What a rat. I done whooped it up and down across the floor a couple of times. I done stripped all the hair off his tail. I done beat it in the head with a hammer. And he turned around and saw that preacher. And he clutched the rat up against his chest and said, and then the Lord called the poor thing home. Oh, rats, man. No, and no. Weird pet stories. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Sam Hunt, Hard to Forget, 7:40. It is Tuesday, three more days to the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf show salutes Mountain Road, Virginia, population 1,256.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf show next.
Some things are just true.
And starve your fears.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Blake Shelton, 7:52. It is time to celebrate.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Mackenzie Foy, who is 20. She played Renesmee in the Twilight movies. She was Edward and Bella's daughter. So, for all you Twilight fans. Wow. Okay. Taron Egerton is 31 today. He played Elton John in the Rocketman movie. Josh Peck from Drake and Josh is 34 today. Miranda Lambert is 37 and still salty over her breakup with Blake. And Diplo is 42 and Sinbad is 64 today. Some local birthdays for you. Hillary Justice of Winston-Salem, Alana Byrer of Kernersville, Hayden Morrison of Greensboro, and Dana Songster of Stokesdale. Happy birthday, you guys. We want you to get your special day in now. Just go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, so that we can shout you out. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He
don't hurt, it don't hurt like it used to. No, it don't hurt like it used to. It don't hurt like it used to.
Hey, it's Billy Currington on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. In case you missed it earlier, we revealed to you what artificial vanilla flavor is made from. Now, today is National Vanilla Cupcake Day, so this is how this came up. Annie's told us yesterday, you ain't gonna believe what this stuff is made from.
So that's right.
She made us wait until today. So in case you missed it, here's a little review of what artificial vanilla is made from.
Basically, it's secretions out of a beaver. It's beaver butt goo.
Oh, my God.
So nice. That's where they secrete this. Yeah, I can't say
secrete.
There. Secrete. Oh. Beaver butt goo. I'm Googling it again so I can get the correct word for it.
Yeah, do that on a work computer.
Yeah, I am too. But yeah, that's what it says. Beaver butts emit goo used for vanilla flavoring. Mm, I love
delicious.
It.
Delicious.
Now, real sorry. Vanilla comes from the vanilla
bean, the vanilla pod.
Bean, yeah, the pod. That's it. But this is the artificial stuff. It's a natural flavoring from your local beaver's butt.
First of all, I'll pay a couple extra bucks for the real thing now.
Yeah.
First you think of they all. Serve this at a farmer's market? No. It's natural and local, right?
Yeah. Get your beaver butt goo and make your own artificial vanilla. I mean,
wonder if it works like Goo Gone too. You know.
It's also a fantastic cleaning solution. Listen. This is
also holds wallpaper on walls.
Yeah. Listen.
I got all day, Dale.
Go ahead.
It's castoreum. That's what it is. They harvest castoreum from the live beavers. It's seldom used now, but still.
I want to know who catches that beaver and gets that stuff from its butt while it's alive.
I also want to know who says, "Yeah, let's get the secretions from its butt and see if we can't make something delicious
that's
out
right.
of it."
That's right. Who said that?
First Who person. Said,
yeah.
Always the bravest. First person, always the bravest. The
bet this will go great you. With artificial vanilla.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, go ahead and try.
I'll bet that stuff tastes just like vanilla. Let's try and use it.
Yeah, right.
Bob, taste that, will you?
Chase, can you go taste that dog poop and tell me what it tastes like?
Yeah, it tastes like dog poop.
Good job.
Yeah, I would not want to be the grunt in this situation that had to go and do everything the boss said. It's like on the old Wild Kingdom show. Jim Fowler always got the dumb jobs. Jim, you go wrestle the rhino in heat. I'll be here with the banana daiquiris at the tent. And it's kind of what that's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So we're going to decide whether or not we're going ahead and keep artificial vanilla or we're going to flush it when we flush stuff at about 8:30 this morning. Nimrod News coming next after Morgan Wallen. It's more than my hometown on The Wolf.
Girl, our mama's best friends and so cause I can't love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more than my hometown. Love you more, baby, love you more.
Oh, boy, there it is.
That's it.
There's that wolf howling. You know what that means. Time to give you that keyword and maybe win yourself those tickets to Dollywood to Smoky Mountain Christmas. Keyword is shine. Text shine, S-H-I-N-E, to 20357. That's text the word shine, S-H-I-N-E, to 20357. Maybe win those tickets to Dollywood and Smoky Mountain Christmas and qualify for that two-night stay in Pigeon Forge. Good luck to you. Shine's the word.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you?
New New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Kane Brown, and What Ifs, off to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time. And listen, if you, first of all, if you get this mad because a place runs out of probably the least popular condiment or dressing in the entire place, you've got some bigger issues. All right? This 49-year-old guy's name is Henry Caballero.
Okay.
He lives in Largo, Florida. And he went to a Checkers hamburgers restaurant on Wednesday. He was going to order himself a nice burger. But they told him they were out of lettuce.
Oh, no.
Who cares?
I love lettuce.
I like it, too. But am I going to get upset because they're out? No.
No, not at all.
Just give me everything else. Load it up. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, he got very, very upset. And when I say very upset, I don't mean he was just like, dag nabbit, you don't have any lettuce. I'm just mad about that. No, he didn't. He started taking his fist and beating the window at the drive-thru window. He beat the window so hard that he eventually did break the glass.
Okay.
He was beating on the windows and screaming when the cops came. They were nearby. They called. Here they come rolling up. Then he refused to identify himself when they got there. They go, I'm telling you who I am. Anyway, he was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting an officer without violence. See, there's two different things. You can resist and be peaceful.
Right.
Or you can resist and be violent. He was not violent with the police, but he did resist. So he's under arrest there and is being treated for injuries to his hands after beating his way through that drive-thru window.
You know, maybe he's a single dad and he had that moment of this is all he wanted all day long was lettuce on that burger. He gets home and it's not right. And I get home, but like me, when I got home, my Wendy's, my taco salad, and there was zero chili to go and make a taco salad, and I cried.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he just had that moment because I probably would have busted the windows out of the Wendy's too if I had been sitting in the drive thru and did not get that chili.
Good point. Good point, Annie. New music time. It's Jake Owen. This song's called Made for You. On the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Water towers are made.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Hey, remember, if you weren't listening at 8 o'clock, you need to know this key word. To get the howl out of here, maybe to go to Dollywood. The word is shine.
Baby, get your shine on.
The password,
password is
shine. Text that to 20357 right now for your chance to win. I know, Dale, I wanted to throw this out here because I know you're going to be excited for it. Apple.
Oh, God.
Has a surprise event today.
Great.
They are supposedly going to be releasing three new type of MacBooks, which I know you're pins and needles.
The most expensive laptop on planet Earth.
Think of all the things you can do. You can you can text back from your laptop.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And if you want to watch it, you can go to Apple's website today at 1 p.m. Eastern to watch it on your device. Good news for the High Point Theater. The theater. They will open up their doors after 8 months of being closed to show a few performances this month.
Hey, nice.
The manager of it says that they're slightly just opening the door just a little bit to let some, you know, performances go on and things like that. So that's good for them. First of all, I love the High Point Theater. Great place. Love going there. I saw, why can't I think of it? Ebenezer Scrooge.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I did, sorry, blank. I saw that 2 years ago. It was nice.
I love those theaters. I love. You're right. I love going to this place. So much fun. And during the holidays when they do those movies, again, I'm all decked out and all decorated. Great experience.
Mm-hmm. Today, a big happy birthday to the Marine Corps.
Hoorah!
Semper Fi.
Don't ever say Marine Corps.
No, God bless. Please don't.
November the 10th, 1775, they were founded and still kicking butt ever since. So happy birthday.
And the day before Veterans Day. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know Shell Oil Company got its name Shell because when it started in 1833, it was a store that sold imported seashells. It didn't get into the oil business for another 50 years.
Did you know I got my name because my parents just like the name Annie?
Look.
Really?
Learn something
yeah,
every
fun
day.
Fun facts all around, huh? Yeah, wow.
I know that.
Also, my dad liked Annie Lennox, so there's that.
Oh, okay. She's fantastic, yeah. Way to go.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
Flushing stuff. All right, let's remind everyone the reason we are going to either keep or flush artificial vanilla flavoring, because today is National Vanilla Cupcake Day, and Annie discovered what artificial vanilla is actually made from.
It is castoreum. It is harvested in live beavers. It is a secretion, which is now seldom used, but technically it's beaver butt goo, which they use to create artificial vanilla flavoring.
So, are we keeping it or are we flushing it? Chase, you're first.
No, we're getting rid of it.
Flushing it. He says flushing it. Annie.
I say we keep it because it's natural. It comes from animals. Although I don't like the fact that we get things like that from animals, I still think, so be it. We've been doing it. We've all eaten it, I'm sure, at some point, and it's rarely used now, so let's beaver butt goo it on up.
Ain't killed nobody yet.
That's right.
What say you, 680 Wolf?
So we're going to keep it.
No.
Ooh.
What? I mean... First off, who on earth even thinks, oh, let me put beaver butt secretions in something and see what it tastes like?
Exactly, exactly.
But, I mean...
Did you say but? Did you say but?
Said but.
Go ahead.
But, I mean, seriously, like, are you really just going to stop eating all this vanilla-flavored stuff, or are you going to go out there and plant you a vanilla bean plant and scrape you a vanilla bean every time you want to make a cake?
Well, that's right, girl.
I'll buy the vanilla extract, the real vanilla extract. I just won't ever buy the artificial vanilla again. I know it's a lot cheaper, and I know it's a great substitute. But now that I know about the beaver butt secretions, I can't do it.
Well, I mean, do you eat hot dogs knowing how hot dogs are made?
All right, you got me. Smarty pants.
That's all I got.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
That leaves me.
Yes.
We're flushing that junk right now. And because I have control of the button, and I know that technically it's a tie, but it doesn't matter because I'm in control of the switches.
Don't you make me come through this computer. Here, don't you make me.
It's gone. See you later. Bye. So long, beaver butt secretions. I'm not using the real vanilla bean from here on out. Country 93.1 The Wolf, Jason Aldean, Crazy Town on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's 8:41, and that keyword you should be texting in is Shine, S-H-I-N-E. Go ahead, text it to 20357. Maybe pick up those tickets and see that amazing Smoky Mountain Christmas at Dollywood.
How many lights, Dale?
5 million lights. Mm-hmm. Big holiday shows, lots of great food and more. Plus, the grand prize winner is going to get a two-night stay at Spring Hill Suites by Marriott and Pigeon Forge. So congratulations to everybody who's got them so far. Another chance to win coming tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next. ABC Wednesday.
Next door news time. Annie.
So... The crew from the Fast and the Furious are in Kernersville. Okay.
Holy smokes.
I know. I guess another movie's getting filmed. There's tires squalling, rubber burning, and engines revving, and there's a lot of neighbors that are not happy about it.
Oh, of course.
So, get this. There's a neighbor I got. His name's Daniel. He has done some investigating into all this racket he keeps hearing in his side of the hood here in K-Vegas, and he's heard something that's kind of sounded like a chainsaw making all kinds of noise all night long, and he's like, I got to investigate this. So here is what he found and posted on the Nextdoor app. So what's the deal with the idiots off of Temple School Road cutting donuts and burning rubber at 10:30 at night? I've seen their little Fast and Furious crew meet up at the sheets. I've been real tempted to call the sheriff on their screeching tires, and it's been increasingly loud the last few weeks. Tonight, the loudest it's ever been. The police were called by multiple people now, and it's just getting quiet. But you better watch out.
Now, if it's the police, would it fall under the county? I don't know. You live there. Is it the county, the sheriff's, or is it like Winston?
It just depends, because Kernersville is has jurisdiction of sheriffs and Kernersville police. So it just depends on where it's sitting there. And if it's that line that it could be Winston, not really Kernersville, that's where the sheriffs come in.
Send them all in. That's what I say.
Right, yeah. Send all of them in. So watch out, Vin Diesel and crew, because Danny Boy is watching you. And honestly, I think it's probably just a bunch of those Carolina squatters with nothing better to do. You know what I'm saying?
Of course it is.
They're the sheets, and yeah.
I'm not surprised by any of this except for the sheets part, because whoa there, that's the 2010 seniors hangout, okay? I thought Cookout was the new spot for all the kids.
Yeah.
Apparently the sheets.
Well,
right
sheets Cookout.
Sheets is more expensive than the Cookout.
Correct. Cookout's got tents up, at least you can sit outside, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Plus, anyway.
You can't beat the price. I mean, come on.
No. You can get a side of a corn dog. And yeah.
Trade off.
If anybody has done some investigation, I got to get out there and meet the Fast and Furious crew. I mean, especially Vin Diesel's out there hosting all of this, you know. I'm just thinking something. I've seen their little Fast and Furious crew. Okay, anyway.
I'm watching, y'all. Tell you what, man, don't make me get my gun.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, can you really not sleep? You really could hear it from inside your house with probably the TV and the fan on. Really? Really, Danny Boy? Anyways, I am here for it and your crazy neighborhood news. I want to know all about it. Text us, 336-680-WOLF. Give me a phone call, too. You can call Dale. That's right. He's sitting right there. Or you can hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, in the DMs, 931-THE-WOLF.
Her day starts with a coffee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.